Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today on Feng Shui Your Way, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome the incredible Carmen Turner Schott. Carmen isn't just an astrologer, she's a true pioneer in the world of soul healing and spiritual transformation. She's a clinical social worker, a trauma specialist, and a gifted teacher, and the best-selling author of 11, not just one, 11 astrology books, and she's got one coming out on the 8th. They have touched lives all over the world. Her work dives deep into emotional and spiritual side of astrology, especially the powerful energies of the 8th and 12th houses, where our deepest growth often begins. She's the founder of Deep Soul Diver Astrology, a faculty member of Kepler College, and has spent nearly three decades guiding people through life's toughest moments, using astrology not just for insights, but for real lasting healing. This is going to be such a rich and inspiring conversation. Let's give a warm welcome to the amazing Carmen. Hey!
Hi, I'm so glad to be here. How are you?
I'm good. Carmen and I have got a little bit of history. When I brought my first book out, Date, Love, Marry, Avoid, I went on her show. It was a TV show. It was a shock of my life because it was 10 o'clock on a Saturday night and I didn't know what was going to happen. And the screen opened and there was just Carmen in front of me, wasn't there? And you have this producer going, right, in 10 seconds, ladies, boom, boom, boom. It was just such a shock for me.
I know, right?
So we have a little bond. And in fact, little whisper here, we're actually writing a book together.
Yes. Yes, this is exciting.
So before we start, I have to ask you a question. One that is as it is now, because we've got Mercury in retrograde. So, Carmen, Mercury in retrograde seems to get the blame for just about everything, from tech glitches to relationship drama. What really is going on during this time? Is it a chaotic, as people say, or is there a deeper purpose behind it?
Absolutely. So yes, Mercury retrograde, the planet Mercury is a planet of communication. And of course, you know, communication's everything in this world. So it goes retrograde four times a year. And it has a shadow period, which is about a week before it goes retrograde and a week after. So we believe, you know, about four to 6 weeks, it can affect us. And so what happens is, it's not the bad things about it that everybody knows, is that it's forcing us to slow down and really reflect and reassess and redo, rework things. Try to really pay attention to what we've been doing and to slow it down a little bit. So if you're still going high tempo, trying to do things, it'll put a little wrench in it. Like you'll send the email to the wrong person, or you won't get that email that you thought was coming because
True.
Of tech issues. And so the deeper purpose is to have us slow down and reflect upon what we've been doing. And it's a good time to get anything done that you've already started. So if you already had an idea, you know, to write a book or to teach a new class, and you already wanted to do that before the retrograde, it ends up being a good time to stop procrastinating and make your little to-do list and get things done that you've been putting off. So it actually is a good thing, because you can get a lot done that you haven't had time to do. But you don't want to start anything new during this time. If you have a new idea, or you just thought, oh, I want to, you know, get a job. And then all of a sudden you may change your mind. If you commit to anything new,
right,
you will change your mind. And it happens like clockwork. It's like, but it is kind of shocking. Another thing is, things from the past come back to haunt us.
Oh, that
And
makes sense now. Oh my goodness.
Absolutely. And it's like people will contact you that you haven't heard from in years. It just happened to me last week. And I'm like, haven't heard from this person since 2001. They
Wow.
reached out to my website, used to work with them, shared their whole story with me, wanted to reconnect. And I'm like, this is Mercury retrograde. Wow. And so wrote them back, you know, and so it can be good things, you know, old people, old friends you reconnect with, and just, you know, retouch, because people be on your mind, things from the past you'll be reflecting on and thinking about. And this means this is the warning. If you're thinking about old love or someone that broke up with you in the past, be a little cautious because this is why you're thinking about them. Doesn't mean they're good for you and you're meant to get back together. But you may be dwelling on old love, old relationships, and they may text you or send a message, checking on you. Just have boundaries and reflect. Don't jump right back into the fire or whatever.
That's so funny because obviously with you and I've always talked about Aries men and me,
Oh, yes.
and I'm seeing someone different. It's actually really nice,
Oh, good.
but my life, 18 months ago was a completely different, and why things separate, and yet that person has been on my mind, and I do not want them to contact me. Just so you know, it was
I
just
know.
they came in,
Yes. It's a good time to reflect. I'll tell you, every time Mercury goes retrograde, it does a lot in my life, and I'm going to tell people why. So, if you go to astro.com, you can do your a free birth wheel, Western astrology wheel. So you need to know your month, date, year, exact time of birth, AM or PM, and city, state, place of birth, country. And you get the wheel, and you want to look at the rising sign. Because the rising sign, which is starts the first house, there's 12 houses on the wheel. Whatever sign is there is we call that the chart ruler. So if you have anyone with Virgo and Gemini rising are really going to be impacted by the Mercury retrograde. Like their life will turn upside down sometimes. And that's what happens to me because I'm a Virgo rising. So Mercury's my ruler. So it really affects me at my energy, my mind. Like I just don't even feel like talking. Like I'm always talking. Like Mercury loves to talk. But when it's retrograde, it's like I don't want to talk. I don't even feel good. I feel kind of blah. And as soon as it's over, I'm back to myself again. So Gemini's the same way because they're also ruled by the same planet, Mercury. If your sun sign is Virgo or Gemini, you will be highly affected by Mercury retrograde. So those are the signs that really have to learn to slow down. Now, everyone's affected, all 12 signs, but those two, and if it's your chart ruler, you will be affected. And every time it's something goes haywire. I mean, another cool thing, which I just experienced this time, last time it was retrograde was it Feb? It was 2025. It was at the beginning of the year. And if you remember, all this stuff started happening in my life, and I ended up walking away from a job after 25 years. I just left, quit, and all these things were coming my way, like these opportunities. And I was like, yes, yeah, I was getting swarped in, but Mercury was retrograde, and I knew, oh, I don't like it that all these new things are coming because I know I could change my mind once it's direct, again. But all the things that came up last retrograde have came back this retrograde. I am not making this up. I'm like, here we go. I get a text. Oh yeah, we might get funding for the contract. Well, I've been waiting for that for over a year. Okay, keep me posted. I'm just like all these things from the last retrograde. Even a person that contacted me from the last retrograde in February contacted me as soon as Mercury went retrograde, asking the same question. And now all this stuff is happening with this. It has to do with my old job. It's just all this stuff is going on, and I'm like, okay, I'm trying not to commit, let it play out. And other people change their minds. You got to be careful because I'll tell a story. My husband and I had looked to buy a house for 20 years, and he's also a Virgo like me. So Mercury, he gets affected too. So we finally found one we agreed on. I mean, it took 20 years for, I mean, we just never could agree. We looked at like 50 houses. I'm not kidding. And I mean, and we both liked it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Okay. So we made an offer. She took the offer. We did the contract. But the thing I was worried about, it was during Mercury retrograde when it all played out. And I thought, well, it could be good because we already were trying to buy a house all these years. So it's not like a brand, but it was. So what happened was, is during the retrograde, all the stuff was going on, and when it went out of retrograde, she calls and tells the realtor she changed her mind. She don't want to sell the house. So we lost our dream home at the time. I thought was my dream home, but now what happened was we let it go, and I am not kidding you. The next time it went retrograde, her realtor, all those months later, called and had them call us. Are we still interested? She's ready to sell now. And my husband said, no, just a matter of principle. I'm not buying that house. And he still wants to drive by it and look at it because he loves it, but he would not do it. And I'm like, yeah, I just, we're like, we're done because, I mean, we had already signed a contract. So we didn't go to court or anything, but it was funny because we let it go. And then finally, we did find a house we both love and we moved last year. So I'm finally in
Amazing.
it. But you'll have these weird things happen that's kind of out of your control.
Yeah,
And
I felt that. I
yeah.
definitely felt that. So I'm going to move you forward from that.
Sure,
Yes.
sure.
So I'm a Chinese astrologer and you're a Western astrologer, and you and I both know there's an overlap. Yeah.
Yeah.
But one of the things, some of our listeners might, so for the listening, who might be curious about unsure, why do you think astrology is such a powerful tool and how can it genuinely support people in their everyday lives?
Yes. Well, to me, astrology is energy. And that's why it's so accurate because there's energy all around us. The energy, the moon affects the tides of the ocean. The moon sign is our emotional nature. It affects how we feel, because our body's made up of mostly water. But I use astrology as a tool of self-awareness because what it does, it validates what you already know about yourself. It explains why you think the way that you do. The different talents you have, the different strengths you have, the types of relationship partners you're drawn to. It doesn't mean that they're the best for you, but it will show the energies of your life. And I believe that the moment, time, place of birth, when our soul decides to come into this material physical realm again, we chose to be born at the time, place, and date of our birth. And I believe we even choose our parents. And we choose the circumstances that are best for us to learn and balance our karma. So that's what I believe. And so we come into this world and we kind of forget that we chose to have these experiences, which is our birth chart. But it's the map of the soul. It's like when you're looking at Earth up at the sky on that exact moment, time, place, and date, you take a picture and we put it on a piece of paper and it's a wheel and it's exactly what was going on in the sky right there. And then we interpret it. And it never lies. And so if you don't have an accurate time, an astrologer will know because you will say, this doesn't seem like me. If a client tells you that it doesn't feel right, then you don't have the right time. Or I'll even meet someone and say, I don't think your time's right. And they're like, well, my mom said it was between 2 hours. And I'm like, okay, so you don't have an accurate time. Okay. So the time is so important. And we can see the basic energies in your personality without a time. But what we can't do is narrow down what area of life those energies will play out in. So that's why the time is so important. But we can do the basics, without time. But there's ways to get an accurate chart because the rising sign is your physical appearance. And in Western astrology, it's how you look when someone first meets you, they feel your energy. So I can pick people out when I meet them. I'm like, you've got Leo, you've got Aries. I'll feel their energy, which are the elements, which is similar in Chinese astrology. We have the fire, air, earth, and water. You can feel water. They're sensitive, emotional. You can feel fire signs, a little bit dominant, passionate. Earth signs are grounded and peaceful and stable. So it's all energy. And when I started studying it, I really did it to try to understand myself. And then it validated why I was weird and why I dreamed and why I was, into angels and all these weird things, right? Crystals. And no one raised me to be like this. I was born this way and it made me accept myself. And I thought, I want to use this to help others as a counselor because I was going to be a therapist. And I thought, this is more powerful of a tool than 20 sessions of deep talk therapy. I mean, it really
I
is.
totally agree. I totally agree. I was brought up with my grandmothers and what they taught and what I didn't. But hold on a minute. We just need to take a break and listen
Absolutely.
to our sponsors. So we'll see you on the other side.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, hey, I'm back with Carmen. Carmen, you've written 11 books. What inspired you? You're on your 12th now. Is that the one that's coming out on August the 8th? What's that one?
Yeah, August 8th will be my 11th book.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, my 11th book. And then I'll have a 12th book in November.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. So this will be my 11th book. And this one was really special to me. I would say this is the thickest book I ever wrote. And I thought, how did I do that? When I saw it come in the mail, I'm like, oh yeah. I mean, it was a lot of work because I put a lot of energy into it, because what I wanted is, and you may have this happen when you're doing charts for people, is that if someone doesn't have planets in a certain sign or house area life, they often ask me, you know, why is my house empty? Why is the fourth house empty? Is that bad? You know, why do I have no Scorpio in my chart? Or I don't have any Cancer. Is that bad? And I'll say, no, it just means that, you don't have learning lessons or karma in that area of life. But everybody has all 12 signs somewhere in their Western birth chart.
Right.
So I wanted to call it how to harness your astrological energy, but it's called Your Astrological Energy is the name of the book. But it's about harnessing each of the signs' energies and understanding them. So everyone can use every chapter of the book. You're not just going to look up your one sign.
Right.
Because in the book, I talk about the sun, each sun sign, but then I look at all of the planets in that sign, all of the planets in the house associated with that sign, and all of the transits of planets that go through that house. So you can look up, you're going to use every chapter in the book to look up all your placements and your birth chart and what's going on in your transit chart, which is a picture of the sky right now. And we put it on top of your birth wheel, because your natal chart never changes. That's the map of your soul.
Yeah.
But the sky above is always moving. That's why, right now Mercury starts spinning backwards. It's retrograde. All the planets change signs, historically. And so 2025 is a big year where a lot of the outer planets change signs. And that's why we have so much craziness going on 2025.
No, it's absolutely the same in Chinese astrology. We hit, I think it was last year, we went into something called a phase 9.
Right.
So it's a massive change. It stays for about 20 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
What's unsettling is that you're going into change. And so the first 2 years, everyone's feeling, oh, this isn't, they can't move into it, And before, this one's about fame and illumination. So it's about yourself, your relationships with others, how other people see you, which is all great for influencers. The one before was all about wealth. So people were quite greedy about money. Money was about, everything was about it. So we're moving into what maybe you call Aquarius or something like that. We're moving into that.
Neat.
Something I was asked by somebody, I know there's more to the sun signs, right?
Yes.
But What is the energy behind the 12 signs? So I, in Western astrology, I come up as a Libra.
Yeah.
Is that important to have that actual the year you're born? Is that the month you're born is more important than the year you're born in, is it? Or
Yeah. And what in Western, we look at it all. So we look at the month, the day, the year, and the time. And we bring it all together as one birth chart. So we don't really, we don't break it out like you do, but what we do is we know that the sun, which is the center of the universe. That's how, astrology was in ancient times because they could see this big thing shining up there, like what's going on. So that sun sign, we know everyone born on August 26 is a Virgo.
right.
So everyone's sun sign is Virgo. They're going to have similar personality traits. Their main identity in Western astrology, the sun represents your main identity. We know they're going to have a moon sign. This is why the time is important though in year, because the moon moves through each zodiac sign every 2 to 2.5 days. So twins can even have a different moon sign, even though all the other planets are the same. So they can have an identical chart except the moon, for instance.
So what's the moon? I know what the sun is, but what's
Yeah,
the moon when it's traveling? Is it a shadow of it or?
No, the moon is your deeper emotional nature in Western astrology. It's where you find happiness, comfort, security, joy. It's how you express love and emotion. So the moon sign, we believe in Western astrology, is more important really than the sun sign. I mean, they're both important, but nowadays everyone's into sun sign astrology. That's just one little facet of your personality. The moon is your inner nature. The rising sign, we call it, is the mask we wear, how we deal with stress, how we physically look. It gives us some strength. It's kind of the traits that we also have. And then we look at all the planets in each sign and house, and we look, and those are all facets of your personality. And then we also have what's called aspects, which are energies going on between the planets on the day, month, time, place, your birth. So we have what's called squares, trines, sextiles, conjunctions. That means like a conjunction of a planet. Say, okay, you're Libra. Okay, so when you're born, your main identity is Libra. That Libra has to do with, they're the sign that rules peace, harmony, and relationships, art, beauty. Okay, and but your moon sign is could be different than your sun sign. That means that your emotional nature is very different than a Libra. You may have the moon in
Now.
Aries, and that
In
actually,
my case, it's not Aries.
yeah. So that's the thing. See, I'm a Virgo sun with an Aries moon, but I have too much Virgo because I'm drawn to Aries, but it's not good for me. They hurt me, but I am attracted to them very strong. But it's good with work and friendship, Aries, but not in love because Virgos, the earth signs need commitment. The earth signs need commitment. That's Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn. The water signs, they need to s express emotion. They're the feelers, they're the intuitive people. Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio are the water signs. And then the air signs are the thinkers. They're logical. They are Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini. So each of the elements rule one of the 12 signs. So, we have 12 signs and, so we break them into elements. And their main traits you can see are related to the element. And so for Libra is the unique one of the zodiac in Western because all of the 12 signs have a symbol. And all of 11 of them, their symbol is a living thing, except Libra. Libra is the metal scales of balance. And I always wondered why is Libra, oh, if you read books in Western astrology,
I'm really interested. You could talk for hours, although we haven't got hours.
you know, Libra's like Libra. I always wonder why. No wonder Libra is known to need a partner because they find their main identity through love, through having a partner, a companion, business partner, love partner, marriage partner, being in love, because their main identity they rule relationships, and they also are, they always look, how can I help my partner? How can I help others? So they're learning to balance that because they have to take care of themselves too. So they're the scales of justice. So in Western astrology, Libra, they say justice is blind. Their symbol is the law symbol with the blindfold, with the scales, because they're always trying to be fair, just, and do what's right. And they're all about that equality, and they are air. So they are peaceful and loving and artistic and romantic and all this stuff, but they have another side to them. They also love to learn, love to read, love to study. A lot of them go into law, being lawyers so they can defend, people that are mistreated. They're all about learning and knowledge as well and teaching.
I bet everybody on this listening to here wants to know about their character. So which book should they buy for that?
Okay, so you need to get my Sun Signs Houses and Healing book. Sun
Right.
Signs Houses and Healing. That's my best one. And then this one, Your Astrological Energy, because it goes over all the basics.
I'm so going to own it. So just for a moment, we're just going to go over to our sponsors. And after the break, I'm going to ask Carmen to give us a lowdown in which zodiac signs are intuitive or spiritually tuned into others.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena-sensitive care pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena-sensitive care pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. Hey. So tell me, which zodiac signs are naturally more intuitive or spirituality tuned into than others? And if so, which one stand out the most?
Sure. Yeah, I just taught a class on this, using astrology to tap into your psychic abilities or your intuition. So the sign in astrology, the water signs are known to be naturally psychic and intuitive and sensitive. So that would be Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio. Mm-hmm. Now, they rule the water houses. So I've done a lot of research on the water houses, which are the eighth house, which is ruled by Scorpio. The fourth house is associated with Cancer, the home and family. And then, we have Pisces, the 12th house, which is spirituality, unconscious, the unconscious realm, angels, past lives, karma. Eighth house is death, rebirth, transformation, healing. So if you have planets in the 12th, eighth, or fourth houses, they intensify your psychic abilities. So people with planets in those houses, especially the 8th and 12th, which are Scorpio Pisces energy, they all share similar traits with me. They dream things that happen. They wake up and see a spirit at the foot of their bed. They intuitively know things. They're connected to death and the other side, mediumship abilities. They have all of these natural gifts. They wonder, why am I here? I'm not from here. They kind of know they're not from Earth from a young age.
Right.
And I call them Phoenixes and Angels, 8th and 12th house people, or Pisces, Scorpio, sun signs. But you also need to look at, even if your sun sign is not in one of the water signs, you have a moon sign. The moon is more, even as powerful as the sun. The moon is even more so. If you have a water moon or you have a water sign on the rising, that's going to make you highly intuitive and psychic and empathic. It's going to give you those abilities. So we kind of look at the whole chart,
I just want
but
to know now. I just want to know if I mean, I've always been intuitive and all this sort of thing. So I'm going to have to do my, you said astro.com? That's where I'm from.
I can send you your chart. I'll just send it to you because I was looking at your chart. I think you are an eighth houser. I think we had something in common. Remember, we were both Phoenixes, I told you.
Yeah,
We
that's
got
right.
eighth house planets, which is Scorpio house. It's deep, it's intense, it's perceptive. You know things, you sense things, you feel energy. That's Scorpio. Scorpio, Cancer, and Pisces all have a lesson to learn. So, like Pisces are very wide open. So when you think of the water signs, they each have a symbol. So Pisces are two fish flapping in the water. They have no boundaries. They're wide open. They're very sensitive to the environment. So they know if someone's hurt, and people with problems are drawn to Pisces. They want to, because they're the rescuer. They want to make people feel better. They're sensitive, caring, compassionate. But they also can be escapist. They can want to escape from the world because it's painful, because they feel everything. They have to learn to have boundaries to protect their energy and their sensitive abilities. They're very artistic, imaginative, idealistic. Then you have Cancer, that's the mother, nurturer, the caretaker, ruled by the moon. Cancer's ruled by the moon. That's why they're known to be intuitive, psychic. But they're homebodies. They like to be home. They care about the family. They withdraw into the home. That's where they protect themselves. Then you have Scorpio, which is the sign that rules death, healing, transformation, rebirth, sexuality, hidden things, these deep secrets. And Scorpios often go into psychology, healing work like Reiki, energy healing, also finance, business, making money is a Scorpio thing as well, but being a business person.
So if they came to you, because I do regions, I do Chinese regions, if they came to you for a reason, which I know you do, and we can find it on your website, what's your website out there?
Carmen Turner Schott, SCHOTT.com.
Yeah. So I'm telling you guys, you need to listen, go and have a reading. What would they expect out of it? I mean, I'm just listening and thinking, oh, I want to know, I want to know. So I want you to do my chart on the radio. I can't wait. But the end result is about knowing yourself and knowing what you're good at.
Absolutely. What I do is I'm drawn intuitively to certain things. So if someone's never had their chart done before, I dig deep and I analyze all of the different placements for them. I share my knowledge from all the clients I've met from all the years, my research, and I also pick up on things from the soul records because Akashic records and astrology charts are connected. So what is in our soul record, our past lives, our learnings, are reflected in the birth chart. So we can look at the nodes of the moon, for instance, which represent our past lives and our soul mission this lifetime. I focus in a lot on that. I tell them about career, health, relationships, anything that I see, I share. And then I let them ask lots of deep questions and I dig in with that. And then I also, if we have time, I usually need two sessions to really do everything, but I look at the transit chart. What's going on in each area of life? Tell them what to expect, what energies are affecting them, tips on how to overcome it. I talk about their strengths, how to, these are challenges. These are the things that you have in your chart to help you overcome it. So it's very psychological and very deep. It's psychological astrology is what I do. So I'm counseling people in a deep way, and then I'm teaching them astrology at the same time, is what I do.
Interesting. So, the other thing I want to ask for anyone thinking about diving deeper into astrology, where should they start? And there's two questions here. So that's the first one. And what's one surprising thing most people don't realize about astrology that you think they should know?
Yes. So Everyone needs to know about the Saturn return. So Saturn is the planet of karma, the planet of destiny, the planet of responsibility, fate, time. It's the teacher, okay, in Western astrology. Saturn goes, it returns. When we say return, that means that Saturn returns to the place it was when you were born. It takes it about 30 years to return to where, so we call it the Saturn return. It's based on your birth date and your chart. At age 27 to 30, everyone on Earth has a Saturn return. For the first time in your life, if you look at age 27 to 30, what happened to you? People get married, people have kids, people divorce, people change jobs, they graduate, move. All these major life events trigger because Saturn is triggering your soul mission. It opens up the north node of the moon in your chart, which is looks like horseshoe, like a headphones. That placement, we're living in the past until age 30. We're not 31, actually, when we're out of it. We're living in the south node until the first Saturn return. And then we're awakened and we start wondering, why are we here? What do I want to do with my life? We start questioning. We're not even feeling our soul mission till age 31 and on. Yes. And then guess what? Everything that happens to you, Saturn is the culprit of it. It triggers it. It's teaching you. It can feel hard and heavy. Saturn is a, harsh planet. It rules Capricorn, the sign of responsibility and seriousness and work and ethic and career. But Saturn brings blessings too. If you work hard and you learn the lessons, it rewards you. So it's not always a bad thing. But by age 57 to 60, we have the second Saturn return, everyone. So by the time someone's 61 and I do a chart for them, they're in their north node doing their soul mission like clockwork. Because the universe will get us where we're meant to be, kicking and screaming or blindsiding us, whatever we have, or we can start looking at where is the north node in your birth chart. Where is Saturn? I always tell people, look at that, because that's something people don't talk about on social media. It's all about the sun sign and all this stuff.
Absolutely
So,
interesting.
yeah, this is.
And you say that because when I was 27, 28, 29, 30, I got really sick and had to have a hysterectomy, or hysterectomy.
Absolutely.
Then I split with my husband in those 3 years. And then the
Yes.
other 3 years, my father was sick, the most important person in my life, and died. So I know those are all really negative things, but out of all of that, I surely grew so much. But they were
Absolutely.
like quite shocking things. And now, but I feel more aligned now. Maybe second time, I don't know. So.
Absolutely. Like everyone, I mean, you'll see a lot of memes online about the Saturn return, like people like beat up, smoking a cigarette, like I'm in my Saturn return because it's like it is a little hard. I mean, when I had my daughter during my Saturn return, we moved 3 times during my Saturn return. My husband was gone a lot. He deployed. I had a baby at home. I was trying to work it, and it was a hard time. And I lost a loved one. I think it was my grandmother. So all kinds of things happened to me too. And everyone has it different. And they say, by the second one, it kind of, if we're not in our node, we're not doing what our soul meant to be here to do, it'll get us in there. And if you live long enough, you'll have 3 Saturn returns, which was pretty cool because my grandfather is in, he just, he's in his now. He's 90, so 87, so he's in it. And he's like at that end of life, like he looks back and he did what he came here to do, and it's kind of a peaceful feeling because a lot of people don't live to see their third one. So it's pretty amazing to meet. I love to talk to people that are in that third one or over 90. And ask what happened in the third one, because usually I always talk to people that have had the first or second one, and they'll share with me, that they're at peace, that I feel like I did what I came here to do. That's what they tell me. So I think it's kind of interesting. Yeah.
So we're coming to the end. I just can't believe I'm going to have you back on. Because I haven't asked, I have
it.
loads of questions. So where can people find you and tell us about the book one more time so I know I've got it.
Yes. So my new book comes out in all, 1st of August, Your Astrological Energy, Maximize the Power of Your Birth Chart. It's a simple guide for anyone to pick up and read and understand. So if you don't have to be an astrologer to get my book, you'll learn a lot about harnessing all of the energies of each of the 12 signs. You'll learn more about all the placements in Western astrology, the transits, how they're affecting you, all of it in my book. And you can find me on CarmenTurnerShot.com, or my Facebook page is Deep Soul Divers Astrology with Carmen Turner Schott, and then Instagram, Carmen Turner Schott Author. I have a YouTube channel, Carmen Turner Schott is my handle. You can find me there, subscribe, follow me. Love for you to follow me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm on there the most. But you can contact me through my website if you want to learn more. Book a consult with me through there, or just contact me to ask questions, and love to hear from you.
Brilliant. So that's a wrap of today's episode. A huge thank you to the lovely Carmen for joining me. Wasn't she just brilliant? Her passion for Western astrology really shines through, and I love how she makes the stars and planets feel so accessible and down to earth, and I certainly did through this show. Whether you're a seasoned stargazer or just dipping your toes into your birthday, I'm sure you took something away from this special day. Bye-bye from me, and bye-bye from Carmen. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.